Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, and our upcoming shows August 29th and 30th at Wolf Trap, just outside of Washington, D.C., and September 12th at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center in Newark, New Jersey. And for all you people with smart speakers, check out the Wait Wait Quiz. It's a whole new quiz just for you, and you might even win the voice of your choice for your voicemail. Just say, play the Wait Wait Quiz. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Benjamin Fife.
Benjamin Fife. That is a very cool name. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Blackfoot, Idaho.
Blackfoot? Oh, wow. Idaho. I've never been to that part of Idaho. Is it as beautiful as I have been told?
It's kind of normal.
Way to sell your hometown, dude. Well, welcome to the show, Ben. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly into the limericks, you'll be a winner. You ready to play?
Sure.
All right, well, then let's do it. Here is your first limerick.
Like a cane, it'll help when legs fail, right? You never see dogs or cats flail. This appendage or limb also helps at the gym. I prevail with my new robot...
Tail.
Tail, yes. A company in Japan has developed a strap-on smart tail designed to stabilize the elderly by helping maintain their balance. You think your aunt is dangerous now, wait till she becomes Dr. Octopus with that thing. So the idea is like these tails' movements and strategic weight act as a counterbalance to prevent falls. Sleek metal design makes you look terrifying. It's tough to imagine the way this conversation would go with your loved ones. Grandma, we've all been talking and we all think it's time for you to have a tail.
What if you fell forward, though? Like if you're fainting that way, then that tail's
not
gonna...
Well, if you fall forward, the tail will whip around in the air really cool. That'll be great.
If that tail was on the front, that'd be really funny.
Here's your next limerick.
In the cheap airline seat where I sat, I was strafed by a twice airborne rat. When vampires fret, they need comforting pets. So I'm sharing this flight with a...
A bat.
A bat, yes. A Newark-bound Spirit Airlines flight... The flight was thrown into a frenzy when a bat started flying around the cabin. Of course, the bat wanted to go to New Jersey. Everyone was afraid of the bat until they realized that on Spirit, that's your in-flight meal. If you catch it, it's free.
Wait, it was an emotional support bat?
No, it was just a bat that got on the plane. Somehow the bat got on the plane and they didn't find it. They took off and all of a sudden this bat's flying around the cabin.
What a lazy bat.
It can fly
and it's like, yeah, I'm that bat. I'll get on a plane. I don't feel like doing it today. Yeah. A plane is basically a segue for a flying animal.
That's true.
I could do this, but why though?
Here is your last limerick.
When I milked her, the cow gave a shudder. My milkmaid heart started to flutter. I tugged it. It said moo. And I said, I do. My beau put a ring on her.
Utter,
yes. A dairy farmer in Singapore made headlines around the world for proposing to his girlfriend by slipping a ring around her cow's udder so she'd be surprised when she went to milk it. We don't know yet if the woman said yes, but what we do know is technically the farmer is now engaged to the cow. Put the ring on, that's what happened. Which is pointless. Everybody knew he was already getting the milk for free.
So he had to get it on the udder.
That's the gross part.
Yeah. Well, when you think about it, I mean, a ring on an udder, it sounds crazy, but it's just a kind of nipple ring. Bill, how did Ben do in our quiz?
Ben was perfect. Ben, you're great.
Congratulations, Ben. Well done. Thanks so much for playing.
Thank you.
Take care.